Here's Check on Stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. There's a drive-through COVID testing going on today at the North Canaan Town Hall, 100 P Street. It runs from 1 until 4 p.m. There is no charge and no appointment needed. Ruth Epstein has a story in this morning's Republican American. Public input is sought on the Cornwall intersection fix. A newly revised state plan for reconfiguring Route 7 and Route 4 intersection in Cornwall Bridge did not get favorable reviews from town officials. First Selectman Ridgway revealed at a proposal of Board of Selectmen meeting that the project has been in discussion for several years due to the hazardous conditions with speeding traffic and the placement of several stop signs. Ridgway said the state proposal would call for closing off many driveways to store entrances and moving several stop signs. Quoting here, "It's a pretty substantial proposal, especially for the people who live, work, and shop there," end quote, according to Ridgway. Drawings for the state's plan will be put on the town's website, which is cornwallct.org. Ridgway said he'll be looking for comments from the public. One person was injured in a car rollover in Claverick, New York, on Wednesday morning. An unidentified man was taken to Columbia Memorial Health with non-life-threatening injuries. In Great Barrington, the police chief will appear on, quote, virtual coffee with the town manager, end quote. New police chief Paul Sartori will be the guest on virtual coffee with town manager on February 3rd. The monthly event, which is hosted by town manager, is open to the public, and meeting information can be accessed in the calendar on the town's website. The event is scheduled to begin at 10 a.m. Quoting here, "I'm planning a series of small group meetings in the coming months to hear from town residents, business people, and community groups, and this is a good way to start the conversation," end quote. The monthly meeting provides local residents the opportunity to share their thoughts and concerns regarding the town. Previous virtual coffee sessions have led to the installation of hand sanitizing stations and a crosswalk safety improvement program in downtown Great Barrington. The Berkshire Museum has invested $3.5 million to protect their building and transformed their mission. Leaders of the museum hope to fully reopen this summer with new gallery spaces and a revamp of its second floor. Fruits of a $3.5 million investment of proceeds from its 2018 sale of art, with practical improvements already tackled, including a new sewer line, nearly complete freight elevator, and elaborate waterproofing of the building. The museum is moving ahead with work to transform its second floor, adding pocket galleries, new restrooms, oak flooring, and improved LED lighting. Executive Director Jeff Rogers led an online public briefing earlier this week about work completed and underway at the 118-year-old museum, saying it addresses needs presented in its argument in favor of a controversial art sale, which brought in more than $50 million to the museum. Well, a day after looking good, Dutchess County is now reporting more than 200 new cases of COVID-19. That happened on Wednesday. Dutchess County reported that 231 more residents tested positive for COVID-19, raising the total to over 18,000. Two more residents also perished from the virus for a total of 343. 16 more active cases for a total of 1,707. Hospitalizations jumped by 12 to 162. The county's current 7-day rolling average positivity rate inched up a bit to 6.95%. Well, there's some restaurants reopening in the Mid-Hudson Valley. In a story in the Poughkeepsie Journal, you can go there for the details on which restaurants are reopening. Amid the ongoing threat of COVID-19, the Mid-Hudson Valley remains a hub for restaurants and specialty food vendors. There are plenty of new options to try, from barbecue and burgers to donuts and Mexican fare. There's 10 recently opened or upcoming eateries in the region. From new and upcoming establishments, 10 restaurants plan to debut in the region. From barbecue and burgers to donuts and Mexican fare, once again, you can check with the Poughkeepsie Journal story for the restaurants. New York has lifted its COVID restrictions in all orange zones, most yellow zones. Governor Andrew Cuomo lifted those restrictions in more than a dozen areas. The state previously had its cluster zones, which for months had been subject to extra limits and social gatherings and activity at gyms, restaurants, and houses of worship. Now only a handful of low-level yellow zones remain, all but putting an end to the state's months-long approach of targeting coronavirus hotspots with additional rules and restrictions, at least for the time being. In Massachusetts, vaccine appointments are available for those 75 and over, but they're going fast. Residents can find out more about their eligibility and see a map of vaccination sites and register appointments at mass.gov/COVID-vaccine. They can also access the county's large-scale public vaccination site directly at maximums.org. To find Berkshire County Clinics, enter Pittsfield into the search by address bar and select 25 miles from search within menu. People who are not eligible, including those 65 to 74, should not make appointments. If you need help, on the telephone in Sheffield, 413-229-7037, and in Great Barrington, 413-528-1881. There is a meeting today of the Energy Environment Commission in Sharon that is set for 5:30 this evening. At Cornwall, 5 to 7 p.m., Heat and Eat, Soup, and Susie's Sweets at the Congregational Church. In Falls Village, there is the P&Z regular meeting, 7 o'clock, that is via Zoom. Coming up this weekend, D.M. Hunt Library has the second part of their Zoom event, Classical Music with Warren Whitaker. It's happening Saturday at 4 p.m. Register at huntlibrary.org or on the library's Facebook page. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 30,303.17, the NASDAQ at 13,270.60, and the S&P 500 at 3,750.77. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.